Air pollution may be disrupting your sleep, according to a new study by researchers at the University of Washington. Pollution can cause a number of health problems, including respiratory infection, heart disease, and stroke. And air quality is getting worse in many cities around the world. Joining us now is Christine Wiedenmeyer, who is a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, what is in most urban air pollution? What chemicals and compounds are in it?
Well, one thing to know is that air pollution isn't just one thing. It is a combination of different gases and particles. And so when we think of urban pollution, we might be thinking about particles of different sizes. The smaller ones can be inhaled deeper in our lungs. And then you also have reactive gases like carbon monoxide or nitrogen oxides that come from our cars, and organic compounds that come from all sorts of things, from industries to pumping up our gas tanks at the gas station.
Well, this is a particular problem in major urban areas, including Beijing, Delhi, Mexico City. Where are we seeing the worst air pollution right now?
Actually, I think you just mentioned some of the big ones. The major metropolitan areas across Asia, China, and India have very poor air quality. We've seen terrible air quality in, for example, Singapore, when they have large-scale biomass burning or wildfires going in Indonesia and Borneo. We have terrible air quality in cities across Africa. So areas that have large populations and a lot of different pollution sources.
What about here in the United States?
Our air quality has actually improved dramatically in the last 20 or 30 years, thanks to regulations mandated by the Clean Air Act. But I would say some of our worst places might be Houston or Los Angeles still, but it really depends on the time of year and where you are.
Well, one of the things about Los Angeles and also Mexico City is that they have mountains that make the problem worse, right? How much of this is about the geography of a place?
A lot. As you might know, in Mexico City, it's surrounded by mountains. So what happens is all those pollutants get kind of trapped in by those mountains. And so they build up and the concentrations just get higher. And that, of course, is the case in LA when you have the right conditions. We even have that happen here in Denver. So topography plays a really big role.
And when you say that the Clean Air Act was responsible for helping to reduce air pollution in some U.S. cities, what specifically was done?
So what happened when levels of certain air pollutants go above critical thresholds that are unhealthy for people, then areas are required to come up with solutions, effective solutions for reducing that air pollution. And so it really depends on where you are in the country and what that air pollution is. But everything from putting catalytic converters on cars to reducing emissions from pumping gas, in the mountain towns here in Colorado, they even stopped wood burning during the winter to prevent all those particles from the biomass burning and from the residential burning. So it really depends. There might be putting controls on your power plants or other industry controls to prevent the pollutant emissions.
Do you expect that with some of the changes that have been proposed by the Trump administration involving power plant emissions, involving trying to restart the coal industry in this country, involving auto emission standards, are those going to reverse some of the gains that have been made in air pollution in this country?
I don't see that having a positive impact on our air pollution problems if we take a step backwards, causing more emissions, using less clean fuels, having less efficient fuel standards for our cars.
Are the causes of pollution different in the U.S. than they are in other countries?
Most definitely. We have different pollutant sources depending on where you are in the world. For example, in places like India, a lot of people cook over open fires and burn biomass for their cooking and heating purposes, which emit a significant amount of particles and other reactive gases to the atmosphere and contribute quite substantially to air quality problems. Another big issue that I see when I travel around the world is the burning of waste. A lot of places do not have waste management systems in place, and so a lot of municipal waste gets actually burned out in the open in uncontrolled ways.
When we were recently doing the show from Mexico City, we noticed the bad air quality in the city. But then I went online to look at what exactly the problem was or how bad it was on that particular day and noticed that it was much worse in some of the more remote areas of Mexico, farther away from the city, I assumed because that's probably where a lot of the factories are.
That's right. It really depends where those pollution sources are. And again, the meteorology, you might have pollution emitted in one place, but actually it gets sent and transported on the winds somewhere else where it might be able to build up elsewhere.
That's Christine Wiedenmeyer, who's a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.